Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Telling doctor about first opinion. To your good health for Saturday. Dear Dr. Roach, when I seek a second or even third medical opinion, should I tell the subsequent doctors what the previous ones diagnosed? Dr. Roach writes, I understand the thinking that if you say nothing and get the same answer as the previous physician, it makes the answer seem more solid. You don't want the second opinion doctor to be anchored to the previous diagnosis. This is a well-recognized mistake doctors make, called a cognitive bias. In general, however, physicians do best when they are given all relevant information. Telling the second opinion doctor what the first doctor thought and why you are suspicious enough to seek a second opinion will probably get you a better evaluation.
Boyfriend's true colors emerge after he moves in. Dear Abby, I was married for 16 years and I'm finalizing the divorce. I decided to start dating again and found a really nice guy with a wonderful personality. I'm attracted to him, although I never thought I would love again. He's my age and has a child. We talked for 6 months, about after which he moved in. We've been living together for more than a year now. Things were perfect until I found out that he's been talking sexually to other women online and met two other women during our relationship. He insists they're just friends and nothing more. Now he's saying, I'm not his girlfriend and never have been. What am I then? I asked one of his friends and they told me he is sexual with other women. He is just a playful guy. When I told him I knew he had kissed one of them, he said it was because he just wanted to know if anything was there. I've never done that to anyone. He lied about meeting the girls and about being on a dating site, and he's still sexting. I fell in love with him, but he doesn't say it back to me. Should we separate and just be friends or try to work on the relationship? He told me that his whole life women ghost him or go back to their exes. He's been hurt by a lot of them. I need advice. Signed, Letdown in Arkansas. Dear Letdown, your roommate is not a nice guy. He's a player who hasn't been honest with you. Be glad his friend clued you in to what has really been going on while he's been living with you. Because you know he's a player, make an appointment with your doctor to be tested for STDs. Then tell him the games are over and you want him out of your place immediately. You are too emotional right now to remain friends with him. And once you get your head on straight and recognize him for who he really is, you'll no longer want to be friends. Dear Abby, my husband and I have been married for 2 years. He was married for 27 years to a woman who died 6 months before we met. He has an adult stepdaughter he raised and considers his daughter. He has biological children with whom I have a good relationship and they like me. However, the stepdaughter doesn't like me at all and she's very rude to me. His family invites her to family functions all the time. My husband keeps saying to give her a break because her mother died. I've never been anything but nice to her. My husband and I argue constantly about her. I have asked not to be around her. Is it rude of me not to go to his family function if she's going to be there? She makes it very uncomfortable for me. Signed, Bothered in Georgia. Dear Bothered, do not cut off your nose to spite your face. Go to the family functions. Say hello to her, but after that, avoid her as much as possible. If she's overtly rude, call her on it. You do not have to tolerate being abused, and you should not be expected to.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.